Close your eyes. Put your body and mind into a perfectly relaxed state, allowing yourself to trust all that you see, perceive, and feel. Breath comes and breath goes. Breath comes and breath goes. And with every passing breath, you take yourself deeper and deeper. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and with each count, you will feel yourself relax more and more completely, moving more and more deeply into that point of light at the center of your being that is your all-knowing, all-trusting, illuminated divine self. 3. Feel your hands and feet, your fingers and toes, your arms and legs grow heavier as you relax further and further, letting go of all your concerns and moving deeply into an absolute space of trust and calm. Two, feel your chest and back, your shoulders and neck, and all the organs in your torso, all parts of your body. Let go of all constriction, tension, tautness, loosening up every muscle as you move deeper and deeper into a perfect state of grace and understanding. One, feel your face, your jaw, your scalp, and forehead smooth out and relax, letting go completely of any tension, any care, any worry. You are in a perfect state of peace and harmony and vision of all that you need to see and perceive in the world of spirit, the world of power and eternal grace. Every sound that you hear, every movement that you make, will serve only to take you deeper as you rest in this perfect state of ease and absolute perception of all energies, forces, powers that exist around you. You begin to perceive, in whichever way you perceive, a beautiful, bright, large, radiant being. Somehow far away, perhaps above you, perhaps behind you or in front of you, but approaching. And it's beautiful in its radiance and illumination. And the aura of this great master teacher, the Count Saint Germain, is broad and large. And you may have a sense of some violet energy and the qualities of the seventh ray of ceremony and ritual and organization. Wrap around you now this is the great teacher, the master of the ray of all mystical histories within which you have worked in the past, within the practice of ritual and ceremony. From the most antiquated, the most ancestral, even to the present and the future. The ray of organization, of group energy and group mind. Allow this master teacher to embrace you and share all the qualities of his great powers with you for a simple moment. This beautiful master teacher would like to help you now see the ways that you can use the seventh ray energies, the Aquarian principles that he so adeptly manipulates, utilizes, and focuses. And you are capable of being able to channel this beautiful energy that he moves through you to your own personal life and in the service of humankind. And first, you're going to take a look at your own personal life. You can think of just your general daily experience or any certain situation or condition that you would like some insight in. Or you can let him help to guide you to understand how to use the specific energies that he now shares with you. And the first of those energies is the great and dynamic energy of organization. Organizing your day, organizing your activity, delegating to others. It's not just a matter of scheduling, it's a matter of understanding the forces of organization. And now he fills you with the forces of organization. And he shows you now in your personal life any way in which you might be able to express those forces. To see how you can organize power, people, activities, to create a greater step and integrity in your path. Allow him to share this energy and these images or symbols with you now. Thank you. take a minute to wrap that up. Let yourself finish the view of a new way that you can apply organizational powers to your activities, to the people with whom you work or with whom you interact. Recognize how great the power of organization is. How much allowing organization to come to your life can bring to bear the letting go of wasted energy, wasted time, misused energy, or misspent time. See how you can let that all go simply by applying the forces of organization. And allow yourself now to let that go. And he is now going to flood you with the experience of the power and the force, the seventh ray energy of ritual. And feel yourself fill up with the vibration and the power of ritual. Don't predetermine how that has to feel or is supposed to feel. Let yourself be filled up with it from top to bottom and front to back. And there were lifetimes of yours where you have used the power of ritual to make magic, to bring mystical energy to bear in the secret brotherhoods in your ancestral pasts. But right now, we're going to explore the power of ritual in your personal daily life, your temporal life. A ritual is something that you do the same way every day, or many times a day, and have done so for many days, weeks, or even years. And some of these rituals are good, and some of these rituals are activities that diffuse your energy. That expend your time without productivity. Take a look at your personal life, your daily life, and think of the things that you do many times a day, so often that you've created them as patterns. You don't define them as rituals, but indeed they are. Indeed they are. And determine which, if any of these, or something you can replace with a new ritual that creates a productive and heightened experience of self-realization. Ask Saint Germain now to show you which of the rituals you can do without, or at least minimize. Let him show you insights to what new rituals can be employed in your life. Simple daily patterns that in their repetition bring a greater sense of power and strength. Little rituals from an affirmation or an exercise to larger rituals. Let yourself be shown it now. And as you watch or perceive in whichever way you do, the ideas of the new rituals that you can employ, allow yourself to reconnect with the vital power of the principle of ritual that pulsates and moves within you and through you. Take a moment to let yourself finish that up now. And you are now going to lift your perspective, your awareness, your consciousness out of your own personal life and into your path of service, your greater evolutionary experience, and the spiritual path down which you walk to bring assistance to humanity and insight and understanding to all of your brothers and sisters. And we are now going to allow Saint Germain to channel through us and present to us one of the very dynamic forces of the seventh ray and the Aquarian principle of brotherhood. And as he stands beside you, suddenly you become aware of an entire circle of beings who are strong, grace-filled, empowered, master teachers that encircle you in the brotherhood within which you have worked for centuries. And right now you can feel the forces of this brotherhood move within you. And we are connecting now to another force of seventh ray energy, and that is your mystical power. They channel this energy through you, into you, the great mystical powers of transformation and change and evolution and indeed initiation. And with that light, you have a sense of the opportunity for growth for all the children of God. And let yourself know that you can make a difference. Will make a difference. And use the mystical energies and the group power of the seventh ray principle that is commanded by this master. And bring your awareness back now, back to a consciousness of your body, remaining conscious of the great group to which you belong in the service of mankind, and conscious still of this great master teacher who wishes to work with you and through you in little ways and large, reminding and committing yourself that the seventh ray principles will be enforced in your daily life. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and with each count, you will feel yourself come back further and further into the present mind, your physical vehicle, remembering always your link with these divine masters and this divine teacher. 1, feel your hands and feet. 2, feel your chest and back. 3, all the way back now, recommitting to your work with this master every day.